The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Oh, Warren G, it's been a minute.
You sure has.
So, in been a minute style, what have you been up to for the last 2 weeks?
Well, you know how old Steve the Unicorn rescued you, or kind of rescued you from that crater in the center of the earth over in Tibet? Well, I went back for the golden bell because you guys forgot it, and I hit my head and I fell down an even greater hole and then came out on the other side of the planet. Oh no, I've walked back. It's taken me a while, and here I am.
So that's why I look so fit.
Took walking halfway around the world to do it.
I was intrigued. You're like, damn, boy, you've been working out.
Hey, GD, mate. Yeah. What are you up to for the future?
For the future? Future is untold. Like, the story is untold. But, like, unless I'm the writer and I got the pen. But I think my future, I might go out to outer space. Haven't been there yet. And I need to do a little story about that. I think my next mission is to find some distant planet. See if actually Star Wars is real. It could be real. I don't know. Is it real? Do you think Star Wars is real? That's a good question.
Well, it was a long time ago.
In the galaxy, far, far away.
Yeah, so, hey.
Space. I knew it. I knew you'd do space. 1 point for me. Tomorrow.
Nice to meet you. I think I used to sometimes care. But stupid people, they just defeat you. With dozing armor and excess. We're watching you through the holes in our hats. Every time you appear, can't pretend that you're bringing a lie. You just give me the fear. They can't teach you. They try to beat you. The toys all go into the air. Watching you through the holes in our hats. Every time you appear, I can't pretend that you're bringing the light. You just give me the fear. Fix of lies and shares. We're watching you through the holes in our hands. Every time you appear, I can't pretend that you bring the light. You just give me the fear.
That was the positive encouragement by JP Niles called Stupid People.
That was brought to today by our sponsor. What's our sponsor, guys?
I don't have the sponsor ready. Aww. I've got another sponsor today, though.
What's a sponsor?
It's called South Island Cheetos. They're like American Cheetos, but South Islandy.
And that's our sponsor.
Okay, and what's the difference?
The difference is the name. You know when you
got
get
more
off,
R's in the
yeah. You know when you get off-brand stuff. Yeah, Cheetos. You know when you get off-brand stuff. You know, like
yeah.
I don't want to say any in case we cross any bounds mm-hmm. for copyright, but mm-hmm. I guess we've already said Cheetos, like
or like instead of Toyota,
Toymota.
Yeah,
but that's a vehicle of Toyota, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
I can't say any like without thinking of some bad words.
You're a bad man.
Bad man, Tony. Bad man.
Although I can say when I was in Egypt, I had Johnny Walker Black Label, and it was called Johnny Walker Black Table. It was the exact same label. It's one of those things. Anyway, this show is called Tomorrow. I'm Tony Tomorrow. And this is Fresh FM broadcasting across top of the South Stream and all over the planet. FreshFM.net and the accessmedia.nz app.
And Spotify. And iTunes. And Darth Vader.
Warren, you are ridiculous. I don't know where I was going with that, man. It's been a while. It has been a minute since you've been in the studio, though.
It has, yeah.
And
it's good to be here.
Not only that, you missed one of the greatest nights out at Founders, I must say. Just because it was a lot of fun. Seen a lot of program makers there and stuff. The Fresh FM fundraising. What's it called?
Fundraiser. Pop quiz.
Quiz night.
Yeah.
Quiz night. See, we wouldn't. That's why we didn't win. Pop quiz. So across
question
from the desk.
One.
Yeah, question number one. What is this called? Can I call a friend? No, because your friend didn't turn up.
50-50?
No.
50-50, man. About 25% of us weren't there last week. So across from me on the desk here.
The guy who wasn't there. When he needed him.
Yeah.
Mr. Warren G.
Mr. Warren G. Bow, bow, bow. Wow.
Thank you.
Half clap. And over this other side.
Got the GD.
Got the full clap.
And today.
GD gets the full clap.
Yes.
Over his head in some way. We have something. What's that? Do you guys see that?
What? Hello. It's Gummy Dog Dave here with an update. Kush is closing. I know. It's sad, but it's true though. I'm not lying in this one. Kush is closing. I'm sad. Gummy Dog Dave. Sad.
That is true. He is wearing a hat.
This is Kush.
Yeah, it's shutting. Shutting down.
Shutting down. I mean, the one in town's shutting down, but there is one at port, so coffees are
doesn't
still
doesn't matter, man. The one
going
at the port isn't walking distance for me.
No.
It's not the only reason why I like it, by the way. It's a very, very awesome place and best dirty chives around.
I know. We've got a lot of speechless people, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. You know what will take your mind off it?
What?
Meow. Hey, can I hear myself?
And you hear yourself?
Can you hear me? Oh, there you go.
Yeah, here you go.
I'm just, you know, just stuck in a loop.
Endless loop.
More importantly, can Casual T hear us?
Can you hear us, Casual T?
Listen closely to our voices.
You are feeling sleep. Don't do that, he'll probably fall asleep.
This is Two-Track Selector.
Two-Track Selector brought to you in part by Casual T. This is a couple of tracks, actually both of them are from Bensley, but one of them is a remix of Noisier and the Upbeats, which is the New Zealand connection, and we will play the first one, which is called All I Wanted, here on Tomorrow.
That's all I wanted right now.
Fresh FM.
Oh baby, you can free my mind and nothing's gonna take control. I need something that I could never find, boy, you got it and it ain't for sure. Oh baby, won't you take my hand and never ever let me go. But it's time for us to take our stand, show the world that we're a miracle. That's all I wanted from you, a little more attitude. Oh well, how can I refuse, cause you're the one that I choose. Cause all I wanted from you was for our love to come through. There's nothing else.
Oh, I almost got you to say it. Ooh, so before, is that how you say it? How do you say that?
Halcyon.
Next,
Halcyon. Yeah, maybe.
Bensley Remix. I can say that, but just fine. This is Noisier, the Upbeats. Bensley Remix. Two-Track Selector. Casualty.
The Fresh FM.
The Frum.
Frum. Should we just play the track? We better get back to the old, what we're up to right here instead of chatting away in the background there.
GD chats. Chat chats.
What was your GD standing for?
I was just thinking of that, actually. What was your GD standing for? He won't remember.
Gummy Dog Dave.
Gummy Dog Dave.
Gummy Dog G double D.
G double D.
Whoa.
It's the Kush Man today, G double D.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what we're up to today. So, old G double D. What, you found a couple of, what, local-based DJs, was it?
Yeah.
You wanted to put a couple of tracks on, turns out they're a couple of hour mixes.
We got one of them, though.
Yes, let's put that one on.
All right, this one is by Luna, and it's called Voodoo Feet Hypnotoad.
Ooh, fresh.
Tomorrow.
We'll be right back.
little bit of voodoo there for you.
Voodoo by Luna.
You know what I just realised? We didn't do any scores for Old Casual Tea. Should we do them now?
Alright, you're going to give us a little taste?
Give us a little taste.
Well, you mean shall I give one?
Hmm.
Alright. This is something different with Warren G. No scores today, guys. We missed the chance. We even missed this. That ain't gonna play again either.
I thought so. Yeah.
Oh, we're just too busy just jabbering on. So before we jabber on too far, let's change. What do you have for us today? Is it a change from what we've been playing?
Yes. This one has a lot of talking in it.
A lot of talking in it. Mm. And I guess the reason why it is a little bit different is because this is something different with Warren G. What do we got today?
So this one's from Dan Lesac versus Scroobius Pip.
Say that again. Sorry, I'll laugh through that.
Dan Lesac.
I think it's pronounced Lesac.
Dan Lee.
No, Lee, there's two E's for Lee, man. Trust me, I should know. Yeah. it's like the little Lesnacks,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It's a Lesac. What have we got? Yeah. Dan Lesac versus what?
Scroobius Pip.
Scroobius Pip. That is interesting.
Yes. And the song is Thou Shalt Always Kill.
All right, let's see how different this is today on Tomorrow.
Thou shalt not worship pop idols or follow lost prophets. Thou shalt not take the names of Johnny Cash, Joe Strummer, Johnny Hartman, Desmond Decker, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix or Sid Barrett in vain. Thou shalt not think any male over the age of 30 that plays with a child that is not their own is a paedophile. Some people are just nice. Thou shalt not read NME. Thou shalt not stop liking a band just because they've become popular. Thou shalt not question Stephen Fry. Thou shalt not judge a book by its cover. Thou shalt not judge Lethal Weapon by Danny Glover. Thou shalt not buy Coca-Cola products. Thou shalt not buy Nestle products. Thou shalt not go into the woods with your boyfriend's best friend, take drugs and cheat on him. Thou shalt not fall in love so easily. Thou shalt not use poetry, art or music to get into girls' pants. Use it to get into their heads. Thou shalt not watch Hollyoaks. Thou shalt not attend an open mic and leave as soon as you've done your shitty little poem or song, you self-righteous prick. Thou shalt not return to the same club or bar, week in, week out, just because you once saw a girl there that you fancied that you're never going to fucking talk to. Thou shalt not put musicians and recording artists on ridiculous pedestals, no matter how great they are or were. The Beatles were just a band. Led Zeppelin, just a band. The Beach Boys, just a band. The Sex Pistols, just a band. The Clash, just a band. Crass, just a band. Minor Threat, just a band. The Cure were just a band. The Smiths, just a band. Nirvana, just a band. The Pixies, just a band. Oasis, just a band. Radiohead are just a band. Block Party, just a band. The Arctic Monkeys, just a band. The Next Big Thing, just a band. Thou shalt give equal worth to tragedies that occur in non-English speaking countries as to those that occur in English speaking countries. Thou shalt remember that guns, bitches and bling were never part of the four elements and never will be. Thou shalt not make repetitive generic music. 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 Thou shalt not pimp my ride. Thou shalt not scream if you want to go faster. Thou shalt not move to the sound of the wickedness. Thou shalt not make some noise for Detroit. When I say hey, thou shalt not say ho. When I say him, thou shalt not say hop. When I say he say, she say, we say, make some noise. Thou shalt not shake it like a Polaroid picture. Thou shalt not wish your girlfriend was and thou shalt always, thou shalt always kill.
That's all been a long time.
Is it,
man? That caught me off guard. My jaw sore from laughing. That was hilarious. I did not expect that. That was definitely something different. Jewish. Reminds me of a few different things, but what do we have next?
All right. Well, this next one is a bit more chill, and it's called Mushroom One by Hinge.
Hinge. In it.
In it, mate.
Tomorrow.
On the fresh. In it, mate.
On the Fresh FM. The FM that is fresh tomorrow.
For a minute.
We'll be right back. chilling up past the moon. Been a minister for dosing. From a number with an astral boom. Find the vital information. Got me set you in the mushroom spot.
Something right out there with Warren G.
Right, eh? That's why we need a screen on this show. Watch, bringing it back full circle. That other song we played, had you heard that before?
No.
Huh. What was that? Yes. That was a no. Old,
I mean,
G double D, old Cushman over there.
I heard like a bit of, I heard like a bit of that one. I was like, this is a short one. I should listen to a bit of it before actually.
Do you hit it?
Yeah, that sounds very familiar.
Yeah,
very familiar.
Very familiar. It's like when old Casual T's not here, we got old G double D.
Yeah,
to step in. Right, I'm going to play something a bit differenter. I want to get more of a selection on this show, so let's go. This is for my brother. He requested a song. I said, hey mate, give me a song. He said something, I was like, no, we don't have that. He said something, I said, no, we don't have that. He said something else, I was like, look man, just how about this song? He said, okay. No, just kidding. Didn't happen at all. Slightly happened.
Was it called Just Kidding?
Just Kidding. No, we don't have a segment called that. No, this one is Echo Park. This is called Probable Cause.
Ah. Ooh.
Mm. Mm.
Mm.
Let's see if it makes it on the podcast. Coming
fingers
up
cross.
Tomorrow.
Story and time, the narrative's beating before.
As requested by Fro Bro Baggins. That's what he is in my phone. Fro Bro. Fro Bro Baggins. There was probable cause by Echo Park. That's cool. I just had a thought, old GDD.
Yeah.
We need to make more music that sounds good.
Yeah.
That just inspired me to think how much better we need to be. Nah, just joking.
I mean, we got some bangers.
We have some stuff down, but not locked in.
Yeah, you gotta recorded any of it yet?
We've recorded quite a bit.
Situation.
And you're happy with the recording?
Yeah, I was happy with putting it in the rubbish. Nah, it was all right. No, we just record to get it down, get the ideas down.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah,
runs
yeah.
through the disc as a multi-track, so.
It's not a produced.
Well, not yet. I'm not at the point of getting onto it. Like this show, you know, we rock up at, you know, 20 to yeah. 9 and we're like, yeah, let's do some show. We have, what was that? What was that?
If you got, I was singing one of our songs in my head.
Oh, yeah, go on, sing it.
Situation go. Situation go. Let the situation go. Situation nice. Go.
I was going to assist you, but you're not singing it seriously, so.
Well, yeah. I'm not the singer, that's why.
You're not the singer. See, this is why I believe everybody can sing.
That's why I set to the bass.
Slab at the bass. He's got the clap too.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got another song here. So this song, we have a segment called I Call Bullshit, which we're probably not going to do right now. Oh, actually, do you have one?
No.
No.
I mean, I had one, but...
I've got one for you then. You want to go a... 2-for-1-er.
Let's go, bro. Let's
go. All right, so if you will remember a month or so back, I couldn't get on the radio. And during that time, I had a third nipple removed. Do you want to see the scar? Need proof, right? It's not just a story. What is that? I don't know what it is. What is that?
Do you smell something?
Well, no, really, do you want to see the scar?
Sure.
Sure, what?
Is that a scar or another nipple?
There. See?
Yeah, I can see.
What specifies as a third nipple isn't necessarily the same size as the nipple.
Yes, yes.
Right, so it can always, it just like, it doesn't necessarily look like it.
Yep.
So, you know, it was just very tiny and minute. And the,
Can I phone a friend?
No,
oh,
you
okay.
Cannot.
Can I get 50-50?
Can I
phone? Yeah, it's a yes or no. You've used all your lifelines, man.
I need to put a phone call through to my nipple guy.
Nipple guy. I got a
guy, he's a nipple guy. Come on, what do you say, man?
I say bullshit.
You call bullshit?
I call bullshit.
It is, in fact... bullshit.
Yes. Finally.
It is a scar though.
But not from a third nipple.
No, it's from when I got hit by a bus.
Oh.
No. Come on, man, it's tiny.
It's when you got hit by,
Do you want to go double or nothing?
I mean, wasn't that one a double or nothing?
No, that's 2 points. You can have 4 points if you want.
Oof, that is tempting. He's gonna take it.
Should I take it, Warren?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so this
my
one...
My legal advisor said me to take it.
This one is about the only injury I've had when I was younger up until...
Until your collarbone and then...
No, collar. I had one between that was when I broke a bone in my hand, but this is about having pins that got left in my ankle.
Because then you break, not your foot one and toes or something?
No, my full foot rolled, stepping off a curb. Of all things.
How old were you?
Eh?
How old were you?
About 7.
Oh, okay, damn. 7. So
yeah.
Pin.
And it took like, was it 10 years or something before they pulled the pins out?
So
because they forgot about it or?
Well, no, it's just how long you leave pins in, you know, because they just leave them in for so long. Mm. You get like real restricted movement for ages. So okay. I never had a gimpy walk or anything, but
gimpy leg.
And this one does have legitimate scars to see. Do you want to see?
Not like it was.
Sure.
Okay. If you could only see in the studio.
Right now, Tony is taking the sock off and showing us.
I'm standing up. Have a look here.
Okay. They're bruised.
Well, well, well.
That's actually.
There is some discoloration and a bit of scarring.
Discoloration and like the.
It's a full indent.
Yeah. There's some. I can see some scar tissue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like it's like there. This stuff like went on with your foot.
All right. So something definitely happened to your foot.
Yeah.
And now we've just got to decide whether he's telling the truth about the.
But hey, you got to remember, I might have set you up with the first one.
So I need to talk to my legal advisor right now. Warren, my legal advisor.
I'd say paper, scissors, rock, this one.
It's a three out of any paper, scissors, rock.
Well, if you say yes, true, and I say bullshit, and whoever wins, that's the answer.
Oh, okay. Wow. What do you want to go for?
This is so technical. Can you guys just not make a decision?
Paper, scissors, rock. Okay.
Okay, it's bullshit.
I call true.
You call true?
Yeah.
Wait, what? So you call true.
He calls bullshit, I call true.
So
I won that, so I think...
Well, he's still called true. It's you're on my team. What are you trying to... You're not his advisor.
He's my advisor.
If I'm a true advisor, he should take my advice.
Yeah.
And he still tries to call true. He doesn't want to lose his 2 points.
Mm. Well, I guess that's on him. You do it. He's going for true.
It is bullshit.
I'm still charging you.
It's actually just another skating injury. It's like a concrete rash from from falling over at the skate park. Yes. See how I just talked you out of it too.
I'll pay you once we get out of it.
I was going for my...
No, the only legitimate injuries I've actually had is I've broken my knuckle, just above my knuckle on one hand, and the collarbone. Actually, I've had a lot more. Let's not go through it, because I've just realised I've had a lot of injuries.
List.
I have a little bit of a list, but no, that was not one of them. But it looks pretty legitimate, right?
Yeah, it looks pretty
good. So I got like a little scab that was kind of there, and then eventually it kind of disappears. And there's this like weird little indent with a bruise sitting there. And I forgot about the one on my ankle a while ago. Then I was like, what is that? And I was trying to like think of what it was from, because it looks really like from a long time ago. But no, it was just last year. Right, let's get to another song now that I've just claimed you to have no points.
yes, the bullshit song.
This is what got me onto it. This is about... You would probably take a bit of this out to make our intro.
Yeah.
Alright, so what is this song called?
Pointer Lewd.
Pointer Lewd by Chill Bump.
Yeah.
From the Loop EP. On tomorrow.
On the Fresh.
On the FM.
Yeehaw.
You almost did the drag, didn't you? On the FM.
Existence of my life in terms of form, content, form, content, form.
Knock off the bullshit, get to the point.
This is the point. It's not bullshit. This is the point. I can't seem to get that through to you. This is the point. It's not bullshit. This is the point. I'm talking about my life. I'm not just talking about one person, I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about form, I'm talking about content, I'm talking about interrelationships, I'm talking about God, the devil, hell, heaven! Do you understand? Finally!
Dumb, I can't believe it.
That's how long this show was. I was going to say the show, but I did anyway because this is the show. There's 3 minutes to go. I am definitely going to...
Yeah.
Chuck that do in. Do that. Yeah. That explains a lot.
Chuck it in.
Oh. All right. That's pretty much the show. I wanted to play Shapeshifter's new one, and it's pretty much going to be cut off, so we don't really have enough time to do it. You have a chance. Check out the new Shapeshifter song.
Yeah, was it
Amakura? Amakura.
Amakura.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it.
Oh, and shout out to my brother down in O'omaru.
O'omaru.
Might have to do your track next
time. Yeah, he's going to have to give us a track next time. So he was he undecided or you?
No.
He's listening to a lot of country.
Listening to some country, and he doesn't have a specific track.
Yeah, but he said someone, and you're like, hey, put this on. And I was like, let's screen it first. And you screened it, and you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy we did, because we've had that occasion before. It's funny, this guy over here and the other guy that's not here, they get away with not screening songs. It's fine. I think Casualty did say that most of his doesn't have words, so he can get away with a lot.
True.
I'm surprised you haven't put your foot in it more, because you do like the show. You listen to the start. Do you listen to any more than just the start?
I mean, sometimes I mix it up. Sometimes I look to the start, the middle, the pre-middle, the end.
Why don't you just listen to the song?
Sometimes you can miss out quite a lot of the song to it.
I mean, I'm
you're
like
the start. I'm like, so you're listening to it?
it's like, this sounds good. I want to savor it for the general like reaction to the track.
Gee, that's not true.
maybe you should do it in quarters next time.
I should. I really should.
Or what you should do is you should listen to the first 10 seconds and then leave it playing for the rest of the song. No, to be honest, I don't completely screen heaps of stuff.
Yeah, but...
Because I know certain bands or solos or acts and, you know, got to trust it. Trust the process. I'm surprised there's not more things. I mean, 2 out of 2 for you. That would have been the second one that you didn't screen. That would have been like
close.
Questionable. Would have been questionable.
Maybe you're thinking, what song was I going to play, Daz? It was Feathered something or others.
I was expecting him to be speaking right now. So, yeah. Choose something and we will play it next time.
Cool.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
We don't know.
We'll play it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the show. Thank you all for turning up. Who's our one listener today? Well, it seems like we've got two.
Daz and your bro. What's your brother's name?
Frobro Baggins. Frobro. He's got a mean afro. He's my brother.
Yeah.
And it just sounds like Frodo Baggins. Is Frodo's last name Baggins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Big time.
He's from Fraud of the Rings.
Fraud of the Rings. See you next tomorrow. The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.